Hey everyone, welcome back to Stunt Granny Audio. It's me and Kevin. We're here with a WWE announcement. And to no one's surprise, it's the WWE Network. So thanks for listening, and
we are done for the night.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Hold on, is this Stephanie coming out for this? Oh, Michelle Wilson.
All right. Who's Michelle Wilson? Is this going to be a bunch of industry shit?
I get an odd feeling that we could be in for the long run.
Ugh. So anyways, let's talk about something actually important. So,
reimagine content delivery. Yes, we're going to use something other than TV, telephones, iPads, and computers.
I'm trying to think of what you left out. There's mail courier.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they would mail you a copy of their of anything if they wanted you to.
So, you know, it'd be nice if we had the audio in back of us so we could just listen to parts of this, but we don't because nothing seems to be going right, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, I am going to turn her down again, so that'll help if we want to just go ahead and move on along here and just kind of pay attention and talk about something else in the meantime here.
Yeah, this is one of those shitty presentations that you get with, like, an Xbox launch or PlayStation. Like, okay, and then they just blah, blah, blah you the entire time. Like, well, all right.
Well, that's why she's chief of marketing, so that she can go up there and blah, blah, blah everything. I mean, that kind of is her job description.
Yeah, true. But it's like, we've got live, on-demand content, in case this was 2001 before it existed.
Yeah, no, absolutely nothing revolutionary as of yet.
I mean, honestly, unless they're making their entire library, I mean, everything, and immediately available. If you want to watch Mid-South from, you know, June whatever of 74, whatever.
Right.
You want to get immediately, that is impressive. So, Kevin, we'll keep an eye and see if there's anything interesting that pops up on it, but let's just get into what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
The big news today... Sort of. I don't know. We started talking about it and we just stopped. Caitlyn is no longer with WWE. Apparently.
Go ahead.
Well, apparently it was a mutual thing. She asked for her release and they gave it to her. So.
Yeah. It's really kind of hard to blame her. Like, of all the things that have changed for the WWE, like, I can't really shit on the tag team division at the current moment because they do have like a half dozen to eight teams or whatever. I don't feel like recounting them right at the current moment, but, the titles, the lower titles still don't mean anything, but that's okay. I've kind of learned to live with that. But the women's division just really has been for shit. And if you're not on Total Divas and you're not AJ, you're just not getting time.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, the only two people to get it this week were, who is it, Oksana? And... Okay, it's every pay-per-view. You can break in and... if you're paying attention.
Oh, yeah, I still got it on next, but I just didn't want to, you were in the middle of your thoughts, so I don't want to bust in on you.
Yeah, no, fuck it.
Okay, well, all right. Well, basically what I sent Kevin a message saying they've just announced that they're going to have, and this is speculated anyways, there's going to be every pay-per-view, including WrestleMania, is going to be free on the network. Well, all right. And now?
Yeah, no, I mean...
Well, you get all 12 live pay-per-views.
For it's nine. It's going to be $9.99 a month.
Dude.
No. I'm just saying. I mean, that's way less than the price of a pay. You know, like what a pay-per-view is. Hold on. How much did I pay for WrestleMania last year? $60.
Yeah, 70. I thought. For 65, 70.
Well, yeah, I know that I paid $5 or $10 less than you. So whatever it was, that's still a shitload of money. And if you're only paying $10 a year, it's, you know, 120. I mean, that's three pay-per-views, I guess. If you get the Rumble, if you get the four main pay-per-views, it's less expensive to just go with the network. Actually, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, well, I mean, and honestly, $9.99 a month. I don't want this to sound like an advertisement, but that's cheaper than HBO. If you get HBO just on its own, I think it's $14.99 just for HBO, and I only watch like one show on there.
Oh yeah, you know what? I haven't ponied up for HBO. You know, ever since being able to, just because I'm just like I'm only going to watch a couple of things. Like, at most, it's just like, it's not worth it to me.
Well, HBO does a good job of spreading the stuff out. Like, I wanted to cancel right after Eastbound and Down.
Oh, okay.
Then they had that the 24/7 with the Wings and Maple Leafs. I'm like, okay. And now there's this new show with Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. As soon as that ends, Game of Thrones is on. And it's like... And I know you can illegally pirate these things or whatever,
right.
But why bother when I can just fork over a couple extra bucks, you know? So, whatever. But no, $9.99 and all the pay-per-views and plus, you know, other programming, I got to say, that's a win. If they can deliver on their promises so far of immediate on-demand content, you know,
should have had some selective editing for what parts of the video that they used. Because they just had Stephanie making evil face there on her video. It's just like, okay, I know it's part of her intro, but just go, okay, you know what, for tonight, let's cut out all of the mean character stuff and just kind of concentrate on the good character stuff.
Yeah. Or just say, here's Stephanie McMahon, and have her name spin around. That's all.
Yeah, and if you feel like doing her music, that's fine, too. Whatever.
Yeah, they got to pump all these things up, like a rock show and all that sort of stuff. So
yeah.
But, well, we'll break back out of the coverage of this.
Oh, dear Lord. Like, you need pre-show and post-show to Raw. Chris Kalamita actually said to me this week that his cable company, speaking of Raw, he said that his cable company actually changed it to 11:15 for the time slot.
Really? Mine's still 11:07, I believe.
Mine's 11:05. So
nope, none of them can agree on,
when Raw's supposed to end.
So, all right, so they're actually going to broadcast NXT. All right. So these people, these characters are going to have to stay the same if they're going to do this. You can't have a guy...
You can't turn Prototype into John Cena, the Wigger.
Have Husky, like, you can't have Bray Wyatt be the Bray Wyatt character in NXT and all of a sudden come to the Big Show and turn into John Thompson or whatever, you know, something like that. You can't do that now.
Or at least it's got to be part of the character progression somehow.
Could.
But, I mean, that's the only thing that I'm just kind of concerned about. It's just like I still don't know how much extra I can get into.
Well, I think the NXT... I try to watch the NXT stuff on YouTube. It's not always... doesn't always work, or whatever links, Daily Motion, whatever. It doesn't always work, but...
Legends mouth actually going to happen.
Why?
Is it going to be more or less force than Total Divas?
No, I was thinking it. What was that? What was that show with all the celebrities in the house? Was it Celebrity? Not Celebrity Rehab. I mean, it should have been, but this is just. You know what? I don't like this at all. No, this is. No.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, it's not really like Big Brother. What is that? What the fuck was that show? Because it looks like they're making them do stuff here. Looks like
they
have tasks for them.
Yeah, they did the other thing. What the hell was it on VH1?
Yeah, I don't remember what the Celebrity House one was.
It's probably called Celebrity House. We're too stupid to even figure it out, but... Oh, Hillbilly Jim. All right. What? I don't like this. They're taking a bunch of old men.
Oh. It's the real life.
That's it. Thanks.
Yeah, no, I've decided to start using the internet while we're doing these shows.
I'm not bothering to try it. My Firefox finally loaded up, but... And my dog just walked into the bathroom by herself. That can't be good. She never does that. Yeah, well, it fit with everything else. So, okay. But no, I don't like the old timer stuff like that. I don't mind old school Raw, but watching something like that, like, it makes them all seem senile or crazy, or really, it's a point and stare show. I don't know. I don't.
There's
I'll
enough
probably...
pointing and staring for wrestling fans. We don't need more pointing and staring.
You know, I don't know. I'm always torn on those sort of shows. I don't like it. I mean, Total Divas is ridiculous as it is, but at least, you know, you get to watch Trinity and Nikki Bella, who suddenly got hot. And then the simple Alicia Fox run-ins.
Oh, yeah. I love the Alicia Fox.
Yeah.
I wish you were part of that show. It's a shame that they don't cover her funky ass, because she just seems like a cut up.
She seems like kind of the out there chick, but she also gets her run ins too. So it's almost like it's just the right amount of her. So we don't really need to see any more of her, because it just kind of ruin it. So.
Yeah, no, it could ruin it if you saw her all the time.
Yeah. So, and now they're going to have some sort of WrestleMania show.
Oh, I remember that. Oh, that didn't look good.
Yeah.
Oh, they showed Hulk Hogan. Oh, my God. That means he's going to be at WrestleMania this year.
Oh, God. Well, he is, you know. Even if he has to buy a ticket, don't forget.
But this proves it. They never would have shown him if he weren't going to be there this year.
I'm going to be very curious about this WrestleMania show. This WrestleMania Rewind, it almost looks like they're going to break, was it kayfabe? Kayfab? I don't know kayfabe? All right.
Say.
Whatever. And because they showed, like, John Cena and Big Show high-fiving in one of the pictures, and I remember them having a WrestleMania match way back.
It kind of looks like they're almost going to have, like, what they would put together for their DVD material on it.
I don't know. I don't think that's a good idea either. I kind of like the separation of stuff, but, I mean, you got to put content on your show, too. And I also say I don't like this stuff. I'm going to watch it anyways. So, well, I mean, it will be there live and on demand. All right, so just Shawn Michaels and Triple H are there. All right. So anyways, Caitlin got released. We'll come back if they say anything important.
Yeah, no, but I guess my point, at least from what I remember earlier, was the fact that if you're not on Total Divas and you're not AJ Lee, you don't get TV time. Oksana and I'm trying to think of who she won with this week. I know I fucking watched that show. I need to go to my almost live and definitely half-assed review of Raw.
Raw.
It was Alicia Fox.
Oh, yeah. Alicia, they've both been getting a little bit more TV time here recently. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think they deserve the time. I don't understand why they can't do the same thing for the women's division that they've done for the tag team division.
Wow.
And again, with all of this content, I don't understand why you don't get it that organized. Like, it's not even just like you can do it. Like, you have so many ample reasons. Like, if you're going to have this much more content, why not utilize it?
Yeah. Well, I think but I think with the expanded content, the women are getting on TV. It's just in the form of the Total Divas show. And honestly, I think that to them, that's good enough. There they are. Here's the one match a week you get. And it literally now is down to one match a week. So, I don't know. Do you really want to see more? I thought it was weird AJ Lee wasn't on TV, though.
Well, didn't she supposedly get in trouble this past week?
Oh, that was a couple weeks ago. Her with the Michelle Beadle thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that she had a match on Main Event, which turned out to be Caitlyn's last match.
Right.
But even then, it's like your WWE champion, you know, your Divas champion is relegated to Main Event. I mean, that's not going to make me watch Main Event. It's going to make me think that that's not important.
Yeah. No, and I think that was a point that we kind of brought up earlier there until, you know, I probably sidetracked us there, was... you know, how much of this additional content are you going to watch? Like, I think you were saying that you would be interested in watching the NXT material.
Mm-hmm. The Legends House, no. But, I don't know. I guess we were talking, but my attention got broken by DX coming out here ham-hawking or ham-handling, whatever. Just an awkward segment. But Caitlyn going away though, it sounds to be a mutual thing. And
yeah,
we were complaining or we were going back and forth that, I don't know, they never really got behind her. She actually won that, edition of, was it NXT? She actually won the Divas edition.
Oh, right. Well, and they even put the strap on her, but they dropped it from her pretty quick. And I had kind of forgotten that this was something I wanted to bring up. Like, I honestly wanted to reach through the computer today and strangle you when you were saying that she wasn't good enough looking for them. And I'm like, I don't know who else on their roster I'd pick before her.
Really?
Yeah.
If we're going to go down that road, I'd take AJ Lee first in the looks department.
Yeah.
AJ Lee, Summer Rae.
See, Summer Rae, I think she has a problem with the facial region.
She has a goofy nose.
Yeah, she has a goofy nose, and it really, to me, throws it off. Now, Caitlyn's done a lot of, she's had some questionable decisions in the hair department.
True.
But yes. No, I remember seeing her when I had those tickets that were really close to ringside. I was just like, oh my lord.
Yeah.
Like, just completely ridiculous. Like, I didn't think AJ Lee was anything to sneeze at, but.
I think AJ Lee's one that's grown into herself, though. And then also, going back to what you just said about the close seats, when Caitlyn came, we went to SmackDown when I was in Greenville still. Caitlyn was there on SmackDown, and she was gorgeous in person. But on television, she always acted kind of goofy, and it was kind of off-putting in some respects. And when, I didn't say she wasn't good-looking. I said she wasn't good-looking enough for them. And what I mean by that is, look at the divas that they pushed to the hilt.
Yeah, she really probably has a closer body type to Natalya, who, despite having pedigree,
did air quotes everybody.
Yeah, yeah, that was an air quote. She hasn't really gotten that much of a push, and even with Total Divas, she's certainly gotten more exposure, and they've had her on TV more, but, I mean, I don't think she's any closer to, like, being a dominant diva or anything like that. Like, she's not on her way to being the next Trish Stratus.
No. No. I think it's a different atmosphere for any of that, too.
Well, yeah.
Environment.
No,
I think that's
that.
Yeah.
But part of it just might be the fact that they don't have any faith in any of them, really.
They don't seem to have a lot of faith in anybody but their established people. And to kind of get away from the Caitlyn thing, it'll suck she's gone. I thought she was good looking.
Right.
And I like, you know, me, I like the girls that look like they can hurt you. So, you know, in that respect, she did, and wrap it up real quick. She did have a very, you know, the big physique on her. And what I mean by, like, the muscular physique.
Yeah.
And she tried toning it down a little bit, but she was still, you know, looked like she could clobber a telephone pole. So, but what I was getting transitioning away to was, you have all these people and they just kind of rely on the same people no matter what. I mean, you know, oh my gosh, Randy Orton, John Cena, you know, going to the well, the same people. And Daniel Bryan had, you know, really had his, had his opportunity. And now they've kind of pushed him back down. But then you see, like, that was really, really cool. And I don't know if anyone's seen the video. I don't know if you can link it in the write-up.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely putting that in as the picture for this show. Is the video of Michigan State doing the yes chant.
Yeah, and dude, that was, you know, my feelings on Michigan State. And even I was like, wow, that's really, really, really cool.
Yeah, no, I mean, I got something else, like, because Brian said, hey, well, I think he thought he sent the link, but he didn't. Brian sends me the, hey, did you see Michigan State doing the yes chant? And I was like, yeah, but I was like, those dumbasses decided to, you know, make him a bad guy. He goes, oh, I know. He goes, I can't believe they did that. His two nephews on his wife's side just got Daniel Bryan Flying Goat t-shirts for Christmas.
Cool.
Like, because I've talked wrestling with,
yeah,
because you know you're not gonna have to worry about any Mark comments.
No. Well, I like that Flying Goat shirt because it's just goofy looking. So if,
yeah,
you know.
So kids going for them, they have, like, the college people, like, it's just kind of, like, it's one of those things that it really is the most into thing seen in a really long time. And part of me is interested to, well, more than part of me, like, I'm kind of interested to see where the storyline goes. But I'm not sure that it's the right thing, or I'm pretty positive that it's not the right thing to do.
I don't see this as a long-term thing. It almost seems kind of, you know, well, we got to do something else with Daniel Bryan right now because our focus is on, you know, Randy Orton, John Cena. So you can't have him laying around, you can't have him lingering, or people are just going to continually wait for, you know, and keep chanting yes all the time, you know, during those the Randy Orton John Cena segments. So I don't know how long it's going to last, but at the same time, I also look and I'm like, Bray Wyatt and Daniel Bryan, that could be kind of a badass tag team. But you also, you know, it's also a tag team at this point. It's a demotion for Daniel Bryan. I mean, just be frank about it.
That's not even a major demotion. I mean, they have done a lot more for the tag team division, but, you know, it's still not the singles level WWE championship kind of thing.
Yeah. And it's an incredible fall too, but
yeah, and I mean it just doesn't make any sense, you know, at least financially to me, it doesn't make a lick of sense why they're doing something like that.
Right, and especially if he was still Daniel Bryan, you can't put everything on one thing like this Michigan State, you know, Michigan State yesing whatever. I mean, it's state. They're probably had to figure out what the hell it meant anyways. But look at who they're bringing in. Look at Russell. Right, and you said something to me about them piping up for or ramping up for WrestleMania season.
Uh-huh.
You got Batista coming back. You've got Brock Lesnar looking like an animal. Big Show looks to be serious again. You got Cena and Randy Orton. These are all big guys.
No.
And then, you know,
yeah.
You try to get away from, or you try not to believe the big guy bias, but it's like, well, here we go again.
Well, there was that for sure. And plus, you know, I think the other thing about them is go back to your first comment, which is they're established guys. Like, not only are they big, they have been around for a long time.
Right.
So, you know, that's
well,
they have two marks positive for them.
Yeah.
I guess the other thought they had about at least the change in character was, I wonder if just because he has come in as a babyface the whole time along, I wonder if this is kind of the next test to like, okay, we need you to be a bad guy now.
Oh, he was a bad guy for a while.
Before he choked Justin Roberts with his own tie and got fired?
No, it was after. After he came back. Remember, he beat Big Show in like 9 seconds or whatever to win the World. And then he just kind of all of a sudden just changed into, he just kind of morphed into being cheered. It was weird. I don't remember there being like that one example of like, well, he's a face now. Like that one act of him becoming a face.
Right.
So he was more like the chicken shit bad guy, and he actually talked more back then, which was weird too. So
yeah,
but I think that's one thing.
SmackDown, which always helps.
Yeah, but that's one thing they're gonna have to do in this, and they started Monday, which I liked. They got him to talk a little bit more, even if he was just talking to Harper and Rowan, whatever else.
Well,
but
yeah, but I think even with as little as he talked, he kind of established that. Because I do like the idea that they threw out there, which is, I mean, they could still, and Michael Cole was floating the idea really later in the show that maybe Brian was sabotaging things on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you can kind of see that, but then they gave him at least enough words to say, hey, no, like, you need to help me out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm trying to do what I know to help you guys out. So, you know, they're kind of establishing that he wants to be with them, at least for the time being. I mean, it honestly could be just a last until WrestleMania thing because of kind of the reasons that you're listing, how many big guys they have and how many established guys they have that are going to be higher up on the card. It's just like, hey, kid, you're still new. We've got to bump you back a peg for the big show.
Yeah. But at the same time, now going back to the original thought on this was, did he need to be bumped down? He showed he could have a good match with bigger guys. Orton, Cena, those were good matches.
Well the even match- the ones with Big Show were fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Big Show ones were also, though, were the ones where he wasn't taken seriously, in my estimation.
Yeah.
He wasn't taken seriously. As soon as he was treated serious, those matches were very good. I mean, the Brian Orton matches suffered from all the shenanigans, the outside shenanigans. But
it was more the storyline around them than because the matches that I saw on TV were good. I mean, I missed a pay-per-view match or two, but anything that they did on TV was good, so I have a hard time going, oh, yeah, it probably bombed.
And I
just because it was on pay-per-view.
And so who's to say that he couldn't have a good match with Brock Lesnar or Batista? You know?
I mean, I think he could. I don't know if maybe they just don't think it's a good fit as him and as an opponent for some of them, because I mean, Batista is going to come back and be cheered. Lesnar is still still in that weird, hey, we're going to play him like a heel, but most of the people are still cheering him.
I'm sorry. For once, I'm actually distracted by wrestling. We still have the live feed on, which we haven't mentioned because there's been nothing worth mentioning.
Yeah, no, I mean, Austin came out for a promo. DX basically did a promo.
Named Perkins Miller, who sounds like, you know, coming down the aisle, it's Hercules. And from Toms River, New Jersey, Perkins Miller.
Oh, okay. He wasn't actually a jobber from the 80s?
Oh, Osby the dick. No.
I mean, with as much as they hire from within, I was going to be like, oh, okay, no big surprise. They hired some guy and he's been around for Lord only knows how long. I just forgot who the fuck he was.
No, I don't think the director of digital media is going to be a guy that used to be a jobber. I'm just saying, at least. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's I think that's a good call.
Well, they're displaying the digital media portion. You can watch from your
Okay,
that's
the lady. I can take over Kindle Fire and just watch WrestleMania on it.
Well, you can watch on the Xbox or Xbox One, your Android device, and. No, for the Xbox One. Who the fuck would use their 360 if you have an Xbox One? The poor people, that's who. Ugh. Disgusting. I'm so fucking sick. The Xbox One has still not increased their apps at all. It's infuriating.
Uh-oh.
It's the same damn thing. Get some apps on there already. Anyways.
Yeah, shouldn't be that hard.
No, but I just, just like the last fight with Silva and Weidman, I had to watch on the Xbox 360. So, I didn't think it was necessary to undercut Daniel Bryan. Now, they could pull a fast one and have him win the Royal Rumble. That would shut everybody up. But then, who's to say he just wouldn't lose it at the Elimination Chamber?
I mean, I don't see any reason to, like, in some ways, I suppose I understand their reasoning, but I also don't. Like I said, if it weren't for the fact that it's been at least a solid 6 months, like, CM Punk is still continuing to be cheered very well.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that at any point he was pulling down this ruckus of a crowd for a six-month straight period.
No, I think part of that was the Chicago crowds. You know, the hometown crowd really helped him out.
Yeah, and I mean, part of the problem, I mean, his whole title reign, he was the heel, too. So, I mean, you can't, you know, expect the crowd to be completely behind him.
Yeah, yeah. So, what I meant by that was, though, was you got the – that's it. Sorry, I lost my total train of thought there.
Oh, well, that's useful because I shut my brain off. I figured
I'm
going to talk.
They started playing this Bo Dallas stuff, and his lack of charisma just sucked it out of me.
His lack of any look distracted me.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. I totally forgot where I was going with that. So, the Chicago crowd. What I was getting at though was, Punk. He had a successful run, right? The crowds were into him, but I think like that was it Night of Champions? Or was it SummerSlam?
I think it's Night of Champions.
Night of Champions, where he wins the belt and takes off. If that atmosphere wasn't just insane the way it was, I don't know if we'd still hold everything in such a high regard like that. I think from that one moment is what propelled first the push. But then second, everyone's memories of how big his run was. Because he really didn't main event all the pay-per-views when he was champion.
Oh.
You know, and I mean, that's kind of not a slap in the face, but that's pretty shitty, actually. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so I think we looked through it with the rose-colored glasses because of that one night.
Well, and I mean, it does help. I think part of the rose-colored glass comes from enjoying the material. Like, I mean, true. I know how much I've enjoyed it, so I mean, it's kind of hard to go, oh, yeah, that sucked.
True, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, even if the crowd, and I mean, I guess I was already admitting it by bringing up the point, really. That, you know, even though the crowd maybe wasn't quite as into it as they were Daniel Bryan, it was still good work by him. So, I mean, I don't really want to diminish that.
Okay. So here's to wrap up the Daniel Bryan talk, we're actually exploring a little bit more. So is Daniel Bryan that popular, or was it a somewhat of a combination of Punk's big moment that Daniel Bryan himself had at SummerSlam, combined with the very catchy yes, yes, yes. If he didn't have the yes, would he still have grown in that popularity stratosphere that he's in, supposedly in?
Excuse me. I don't think so. I mean, that is the one thing of all the things that Punk has done. That is the all his great mic work. He doesn't have that one catchphrase. I mean, even Zeb Coulter has come up with a better catchphrase than CM Punk.
Punk
was the piece. Like best in the world and. It's clobbering time, but
well,
those are kind of hard to chant. You know, it's really damn near impossible to chant that.
Oh yeah, it's absolutely impossible.
It's clobbering time. It's clobbering time. It's clobbering time. It's clobbering time. Yeah, it just doesn't really work.
No, not at all.
Best
actually.
In the world, best in the world, best in the world, best in the world. I like that a little bit better, but it's still kind of tough.
Yeah, I guess Punk's chantable thing is his name, CM Punk. That's about it. But
but Daniel Bryan certainly has that in spades, too. I mean, that's the one thing about getting rid of the sun. It certainly helps out in the chantability department.
Yeah. But so I don't know. It's whenever you see something like that with, you know, the Michigan State crowd, it makes you wonder. They kind of blew it. But
well, and I mean, to me, I'm not even dependent upon the Michigan State crowd. To me, it's more of a statement of where it's reached.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Perkins Miller got interrupted.
Yep, I'm sure they're going to beat him down.
I'm sure this is going to be another... You notice we stopped talking about the broadcast when DX got on there.
Well, that's when it's just turned into, like, there really hasn't been any new information since DX came on.
There you go.
Even so. Perkins Miller isn't really giving us a whole lot. I mean, he isn't even giving us waitress material here.
No, he's going over the basics. If you buy the, if you spend the $10 a month, you get it on every platform that you have. Okay, cool. Hey, how much more in depth can you go into something like that? I mean, they've been doing it, but it's like I don't know if it was absolutely necessary. So,
well, hopefully Shawn Michaels can teach us how to download an app.
Oh Christ. Okay. What other topics did we have? I know we've been kind of all over right now.
No, we covered two of the three. I'm trying to remember what the third one was. To be honest with you, and I don't
concussion.
No, I don't think it was. I'm
that wasn't it. I was just naming stuff.
I'm going into Gmail to hopefully recover what the fuck we talked about earlier today.
Well, I mean, the announcement kind of took part of some of this, so I don't know. I understand that this groundbreaking material, but the way that they hype this thing, I was honestly expecting them to say, you know, a little bit more, like all of our programming is going to the WWE Network now. You know, screw USA, that's it, we're gone. It would be truly groundbreaking. To pull your highly successful, for that network, highly rated programming off of that and go to your, you know, your HBO type programming.
Right.
Would be pretty crazy, man. I mean,
yeah, but they're not that. I mean, they don't know how many people are going to get this network yet. So you can't really do that until you have enough subscribers to tell them to go and piss off.
You got. I don't know how many people are going to watch this, so I'm still going to go back to that price point, man. I mean, $9.99, and you get all the pay-per-views. I mean, when's the last time you ordered all the pay-per-views?
I don't know.
We were in college. I think we got all of them.
Oh,
but
yeah,
as
the rotating household.
Yeah, it was rotating. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can't really remember the last time I did. Like, and even my example of, hey, if you just ordered the big four pay-per-views, I can't remember the last time I did that. Because Royal Rumble and WrestleMania usually get purchased. But then SummerSlam and Survivor Series, not so much.
When was the last time you ordered a Survivor Series, period? I'm seriously trying to
think. Well, I don't know. It was definitely a I ordered a SummerSlam far more recently than a Survivor Series.
Yeah. Yeah, I ordered SummerSlam this year, and what do you want, dog? I'm getting beat up by my small blonde dog. What? You want in on the conversation? talk, stupid.
Oh, does your dog say something like Fez's cat?
She jumps up on the couch, because I sit on the floor to do these, and she does. This is the one normally doesn't do this. She starts clawing at my face. Then I'm gonna act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Get out of here, Jesus Christ! I'm sorry. That's never happened before. She's been an aggressive little dog lately. 20 pounds of fur and nails, Jesus. So, anyways.
Oh yeah, no, that was it. You only had Caitlin, and I had to go to my phone because it has a better archive than actually going into Gmail.
Well, you know what? Maybe Bella was pissed off this Bob Bowman guy's on. This guy looks dreary.
Well, speaking of dreary, I think our audio here has run out of topics, and I don't think they're going to give us any more information that's really going to be talk worthy.
No, not really. So
someone else can finish listening to this and give us the report, and then we can make fun of any other aspects that happen to come up.
Yeah. 2 weeks off and having a show with no format because of this thing. I don't think we did too bad today.
Yeah. No, I'm glad we reset the match there.
Oh, and so would everybody else, because, oh, Jesus, that would have been just...
Yeah, the first 8 minutes would have just been a complete train wreck for everybody's ears.
Hopefully, but... Yeah. Oh, boy, now they're introducing John Cena. So, all right, let's get the hell out of here. Do the plugs, stunkgranny@gmail.com. We're StunkGranny on all social media. You can look for us on everything. I'm Granny Maze on all social media, including Instagram. Which is Instagram part of social media? I mean, I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't really get mentioned in there. I keep on trying to talk Brian into that. Actually, he's like, "Should I get a Twitter?" I was like, "Yeah, just do Instagram, and then just don't worry about it. Just throw up pictures of your beer." Yeah.
I just bitch it took on Twitter. I don't even really use that thing for anything now. Yeah, Kevin's DeFrango11. Dusty is Stunt Dusty now. So you can follow him. We're going to start a new segment. We have to put it together first, but it's going to be a little play on words. We're going to have some fun with one of the members of Stunt Granny here coming up.
Yes, yes. We will have Stunt Granny's very own version of Mad Libs.
Yes. It, as long as the Mad Lib creator keeps on giving us fodder, it's going to keep a coming.
We got the big clock.
Yeah, 47. Is that March? Beginning of March?
Yeah, I don't know. They're doing it on my birthday.
If you're on Instagram, if you take a picture of your beer, use the hashtag SippyTimeBeer. We're trying to get that going. It's getting there.
I checked it out. It's you and I as of last weekend.
Ron's used it, and my fiance now has used it as well. So, you know.
Outstanding. Well, if no one read the year in review that I put together, I took my younger brother's advice and grabbed myself some Avery Brewing Company Karma, a Belgian pale ale. It has not disappointed me. So just throwing that out there, grandkids, go out, grab yourself some Sippy Time beers, and we will look forward to some in New Orleans.